listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Hello and welcome to the Spirit of Life program for Wednesday, April 11th, 2018. I'm Dr. Doug Kelly here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening. Glad to be here.
And Michael Kelly also here producing the program and participating as well.
Good evening, everyone. Always happy to be here.
We welcome those joining us live as well as those listening to the archives. We appreciate your time. The Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit as well as to explore science and spirituality. In addition to this weekly service and program, ICMH Church also has several other educational programs, including EmpoweredRecovery.com, which offers help for the friends and family of alcoholics and addicts, Paranexus.org, an association of anomalous researchers, MetaphysicsInstitute.org, our flagship school that offers bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees in metaphysical science, spiritual counseling, holistic life coaching, holistic healing, hypnosis, paranormal science, and many other areas, and Thomas Francis University at tfuniversity.org that offers standalone metaphysical courses and degrees as well. As we've been doing the last 2 or 3 weeks or so, we normally would read our abbreviated principles of belief at this point, but what we're doing is we're kind of taking each one over the coming weeks. There's 9 of them, so we're on number 3 this week, and we're going to actually discuss 3 and 4 tonight as part of our topic, which is how to fix the world. I think that's, you know, it's like, really, you can fix the world? Yes, we can fix the world, and I'd like to read to you the principle of belief number 3 first. We're going to talk about the same topic within these two different principles. That's 3 and 4. So let's start with principle of belief number 3, and these are available on our website, our church website, metaphysicalhumanism.org. If you're listening to this live program, it's on the same website up in the buttons there, the navigation buttons at the top. Anyway, principle of belief number 3 reads, we believe that we are alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems, and believe the roots of those solutions lie in exploring, understanding, and empowering the human condition. So the gist of this is empower the human. We can do anything. We can accomplish anything. That's one of the things, one of the biggest, if not the main thing, that sets us apart from any other life on this planet. We have an indomitable spirit. We can do anything we want. You know, we have what it takes to resolve the social problems that we see. And here's the cool thing, you know, probably for the first time in history, we have the technology and resources as a global connection, excuse me, as a global society. And I've got to pause here for a moment. Are we broadcasting properly, son?
Yes, we are now.
Okay. All right. So for the first time in history, perhaps, we have the technology and resources as a global community to wipe out worldwide hunger, homelessness, poverty, illiteracy, and the depletion of Earth's natural resources, not to mention many of the illnesses and childhood diseases that, you know, that are around, especially in third world countries, you know. I mean, and any diseases that we can't currently cure, they're just time and research away. You know, we have what it takes. Obviously. And of course, this is not a simple matter. It's a complicated issue. You know, you've got the politics and you've got the different countries and, you know, all these national leaders pretty much like little boys in a sandbox all fighting over their corner and wanting a bigger piece of the sandbox than the others. And, you know, this is just base human goals, what they're doing. What we need to do is rise above that, and that's what we do in metaphysics. It's the study of consciousness and existence. You know, it's enlightenment. And we need to raise up as a species to eradicate these different things, illness and homelessness and poverty and hunger and all those different things. We, as a human species, have a community responsibility for what goes on our planet. And I understand that it's not always easy for one person to make a huge difference. But the beautiful thing is that there are many like-minded people on this planet, numerous like-minded people on this planet who want peace, who want to do what's right for other people, for the homeless, for the hungry, for the sick, and for the planet in terms of natural resources and pollution and whatnot. And here's the other part of this principle of belief. And I'll read the first part again. We believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. In other words, it's our job to fix this. It would be the epitome of irresponsibility to try to depend on some mythical supernatural friend in the sky to try to come and bail us out of the problems we've created and the problems we need to fix. And it is our right to need to fix those because we learn from that. For somebody to come bail us out would mean we wouldn't learn anything. We need to learn these lessons, and we need to fix these problems ourselves. Any comments from Dr. Hunter, Michael?
Well, I think this conversation really pairs well with a lot of what we were talking about last week, too, when we talk about human potential and the fact that we do have the tools within ourselves to fix these issues. You spoke to our advances in medicine and science, and we're making leaps and bounds, and there's going to be a certain amount of salvation, if you will, there from our issues. But we really do need to turn inward as well to look at our ethical and moral progress as a society. And we need to, each of us, work to become always more empowered, more enlightened people and citizens. And if we can continue to spread these notions of enlightenment, of equality and diversity, then we are building a better world, and over time they will alleviate a lot of these social problems that we face.
Good points. Dr. Hunter, anything to offer?
Well, I think what prevents us from doing that is the fear of losing what we have. And that's people who are privileged enough to have a, reasonably comfortable life. Other people, they're suffering, and they know there's a solution, but they're kind of, what can they do about it? And that requires other people to step up. And this is where looking out for each other and worrying about the guy across the street and worrying about the people in the next country is what I call that global responsibility. Yeah. There are people who do not have the capabilities. It's not that they don't have the will. They don't have the capabilities, the opportunities. They're stuck. And that requires the rest of us to step up. And that means to let go of our fears. It means to calm down and ask ourselves if we're operating from a fear base as opposed to a spiritual kind of humanity base. And that's, of course, what metaphysical humanism is in our humanity combining a sense of spirituality with our sense of, doing right. So that's, that's my two bits worth, throwing it in there.
All right, good. So, Michael, comment? Go ahead.
I was just thinking about one of my favorite quotes from one of my favorite philosophers, Thomas Paine. Was an American Revolutionary era philosopher, statesman. And what's that?
Founding father.
Yes, yeah. And, he had a saying. It was when he was in France during their revolution, and people were asking, it was around the time of a wonderful work called The Age of Reason, and he told a friend that the world is his country and to do good is his religion, which I think it's one of my guiding principles. I think it coincides very nicely with the principles of belief, and I think that is a healthy attitude. It doesn't mean that you don't have loyalty and respect for your country and your people and your your neighbors, but you also realize that we're all in this together. We're all one people. We're all one human race. Yeah. You know, it's not only the right thing to do and the ethical thing to do to help our international neighbors, but it's the most practical and, I mean, you could even look at it as selfishly beneficial, because if the world is stable and the world is at peace, then we will also be at peace and we will also be stable.
Yes. And, yeah, and that's an excellent quote. The world is my religion, and, or what was it again? So I know of my heart, but I have too much on my mind right now.
The world is my country, and to do good is my religion.
The world is my country, and to do good is my religion. You know, that's an excellent quote. And, you know, it ties in, too, with do no harm, do right, which is the basis, the fundamental basis of everything we believe, you know, do no harm, do right. And that kind of is a good segue, your comments, right into principle of belief number 4. And I'll read that. We embrace the differences that make all human beings unique, recognizing that we all come from star material and are therefore equal, irrespective of heritage, beliefs, gender, or gender preference. One planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. And this is where we begin to see ways that we individually can begin to be part of that, the solution to these social problems that we have. And, you know, and if we could just get this spread around, that would be awesome. I mean, these principles of belief, if the world would just embrace them, most of our problems would vanish, would disappear. You know, the challenge is that the people who are listening to this program probably already do this stuff. They already know. They already appreciate the practical nature of how these things work and why they're so beneficial. You know, and all we can do is live these principles, live these things, practice them in our own life, and that way we'll have a positive impact on those within our sphere of influence. But let's delve into this just a little bit. You know, one of the biggest problems, it is a huge problem on this planet, one of the biggest we have, if not the biggest, and that is basically bigotry and prejudice. You know, everybody wants to hate everybody for one thing or another. You know, you're a different religion, so I hate you. Your skin's a different color, so I hate you. You have a different sexual preference, so I hate you. You know, you're not like me, so I hate you. These are all base animalistic instincts and emotions. They're not the behaviors of an enlightened species. And so one of the ways that we can really help and is to live this, tolerance, not given to racism, not given to hate, you know, just don't hate, but to do no harm and do right, do the right thing. It's okay if people believe differently, as long as they don't, as long as they do no harm and do right. I've said this a million times on this program. You know, if you want to be religious, I don't care. If you want to be a Christian, I don't care. Just do no harm, do right. That's the thing. And, you know, people apparently mistake our church for a Christian church. We're not a Christian church. We are not a Christian church. And that's okay. People, and we have students of all kinds of different faiths and backgrounds, you know, at our schools. That's okay. You know, that's fine. You know, but the thing that we have to get away from, as I mentioned earlier, is trying to depend on someone else or something else to fix our problems. We need to fix those problems. And one of the best places to start is to be a little more accepting, a little more tolerant of people who are different than us. Again, do no harm and do right. Comments?
Well, I would say
keep going if you don't have any.
I was just going to say that it's something that we always have to work at, because it's ingrained into human nature. I mean, it's some of our more primitive instincts, more tribalistic, but I mean, just look at a region like Northern Ireland during the 80s and 90s. You have these two groups that are almost identical in every way in history and in culture, and the religions are 99% the same, and yet they're fiercely fighting each other over that 1% or less difference. It's because that tribal instinct will always make you look at the other as a potential enemy. It's a survival instinct from many, many thousands of years ago when we weren't as developed as we are now. And yeah. Oh, sir.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna continue that. You know, always think critically. Always be aware of, you know, the world around you, but you'd have to deal with people on an individual basis. We have evolved as a species beyond that point where such simplistic stereotyping has any place in our culture. I mean, it's so incredibly inaccurate that you cannot make reasonable and rational judgments based on the old and offensive stereotypes that were commonplace, you know, 100 years or less, frankly, much less than that. You know, we've evolved, and we need to reflect on that and continue.
Here's the thing. You go ahead, Dr. Hunter. No.
Well, I was just going to say, this is where I think we have to call each other out to educate, because so many things are ingrained, we don't realize that it's a reflection of a prejudice or a bigotry. And if you're good friends and you've got a close family, you ought to be having those discussions. That's what I say. And I think it's just to even bring it up briefly. You know, last Halloween, a friend of mine was saying about, she doesn't understand why Indians are offended that people want to dress up as Indians on Halloween. I said, because it's offensive. She goes, we did it all the time as kids. I said, doesn't make it right. It offends them, you know, and it's like being a mascot or a token something. They find it offensive, so don't do it. You know, it's simple. Mm-hmm. and you know, she hadn't thought of it, because it's we defend what we think we know because we don't have, you know, another point of view. And that's why it's up to us to stand up to those other points of view to find that middle ground. If somebody finds it offensive, don't do it. Somebody doesn't like the toilet paper roll on that way, who cares? Okay. You know, it's, we have to move over. And this is where preference versus principle comes in. You know, a preference versus this is a principle. But it's a principle to someone when it's just a preference to us. Does that make sense? So we have to learn to discern that a little better and educate each other. So I'm an advocate of call it out in a good way. It doesn't mean we have to get angry and say, whoa, what are you doing? It just means to make the comment, have the discussion, and find that middle ground. I have a friend of mine who is an avid, devout Christian, and she's one of the very few people. We just have the greatest mutual respect. We love each other very much, have great discussions. I have a son who turned Christian. She has a daughter who turned pagan, and it's really quite funny, actually. But we found that middle ground, and she openly says, I was such a bigot. She said, I didn't understand. I was so uneducated. My daughter set me straight. My kids have set me straight. And I have learned so much in this lifetime, thankfully, to people who would educate me and put me in my place. And I understand now. And she is like the biggest advocate to others. And that's how it begins. So.
Yep. Well, we also want to keep in mind, you know, we all have our beliefs, right? Everybody has their beliefs. I mean, that's what runs everything, your beliefs. Your belief is your reality. And there's a myriad of beliefs out there. But the bottom line is this, folks. You know, whether you're white, black, brown, yellow, red, green or purple, short, tall, fat, skinny, male, female, it doesn't matter. We all came from the same place. Stardust. That's where we're all from. Everything that we know came from the compounds, the molecules produced by exploding stars, novas, supernovas. We all come from stardust. That's what we're made of. And so when we look at one another, it doesn't matter what color your skin is. It doesn't matter what your beliefs are. We're all from the same place. So which one's right? You know, if you're gay and I'm straight, which one of us is right? We both are. You know, it's, you know, if you're of one religious persuasion and somebody else is a different one, which one's right? Well, You ask them and they're going to say they are. But the fact is that we all came from the same place. And so we cannot be prejudiced against others because they're the same as us. You know, when we hate other people, we are essentially indicting humanity. We are hating ourselves because we're all the same substance. We're all the same stuff. We all came from that. One planet, one race, not many races, one race, the human race. We don't have a bunch of races on this planet. We have one race, the human race. We have one ancestor. We all came from star stuff. And we have one destiny, and that's our own evolution and growing and growing in awareness and growing to enlightenment, meaning to become more and more aware of not only ourselves, getting to know ourselves better, but being aware of the plight of others and how they're suffering. Because we all have our likes and dislikes and our tastes and, again, our beliefs and all that. And a lot of times we can be mean to other people and not realizing that they can take that very personally. They can be very sensitive, just like we can be at times. So the idea then is to recognize that we're all equal. I don't care if you're male or female, you're equal. You know, in any of the ethnicities, we're all equal. We're all one race. So we have to practice that and believe that. We cannot get embroiled in white supremacy or these religious wars from whatever they may be, because we're all people and everybody's just trying to make their way. Everybody's trying to figure it out. Everybody's trying to do the best they can. Well, most people are. There's some who are not committed to that, but that's the way that we make this happen. The way that our species evolves is for more and more people to start getting it, to not put other people down, to not be to belittle other people, to not put them down, to not criticize them for who they are, because nobody deserves that. Comments?
No, that kind of sums it up. I think you're on a roll there.
Well, and that's what metaphysical humanism is all about. It's, you know, diversity is an evolutionary constant. It's not some kind of mistake. Diversity is not an evolutionary mistake. It's an evolutionary constant. I mean, we look at this world and we see all kinds of diversity and variety. Can you imagine a world where there was just one thing? Think about food, you know. Think about the food that we eat. What if we only had one thing? Well, that's not very good. Well, there's so much diversity to life. There can be different species of the same species. Is that redundant? Different types of the same species, you know. There can be, and there are. There's tons of diversity. That's what it's all about. So we want to embrace that. We want to say, you know, that's cool. I mean, there's so many different people and different cultures and different approaches to things. That's what makes human beings special. That's what makes this world special.
Fran just said in the chat, there's a West African philosophy, Sankofa. I hope I've said that properly. It means go back and get it. She says, those of us here in 2018 have arrived by the way of many paths. We must go back, retrace our steps, and find what we've forgotten and understand how and why we lost ourselves. If we follow that trail, we'll find that we all come from and started at the same point.
Yes.
Nicely said, Fran. I love that.
And I think we're on the path to finding ourselves better. I'm not so convinced. See, I don't think it's an individual thing. You know, I mean, there are people in the past, hundreds, thousands of years ago, who had found themselves. It's happened all down through history. And there's so many now that are lost, but so many people have been lost all down through history. But there are also people who found themselves, who know who they are and why they are who they are. They stand on their own two feet. They think for themselves. They use critical thinking skills. They don't put other people down because their awareness is very heightened, which equates to enlightenment, you know. So, excellent points.
Well, I think the point she was trying to make, too, is we're all stardust.
Yes, you know? We are.
Yeah, yeah, we all go quote. Back. Yeah, it was a good one. So
what she said was absolutely true.
I might just tell everyone we have quite a crowd here. Mm-hmm. If anybody would like a card, you might want to start putting your name into the chat for us to pull a card here shortly. I think Michael was about to say something. I hope I didn't cut you off, Michael.
Oh, no. No, I was just going to add to the topic that we find strength in diversity. And in diversity, we find access to new ideas and new ways of looking at things, which help us find solutions to problems that we wouldn't have been able to see otherwise.
Yeah. So hopefully got you thinking on some of these different things. And that's the point of this program, is to provoke you to thought and hopefully disturb you to action. And it's a good reminder for all of us, even us saying it. We all need to remember that. All right, so inner oracle cards. If you're new to this program, we have a deck of our own cards. We call them the inner oracle cards. And they're basically cards with practical life skills on them. And there's a guidebook that's got paragraphs, a little paragraph for each card to explain it. 54 cards. They all have different things on them. And, of course, these are pretty much the beliefs of metaphysical humanism. And it's what we teach in all of our courses, I mean, all these different practical life skills. So that's what the inner oracle cards are. Some of you out there have your own deck. You can get a deck of your own right here on this website. Just click on the store link at the top. And anyway, and if you do have a deck of your own cards and you would like to pull a card for the evening or for somebody, you can just put it in chat which card you pulled, and then we'll read it. If you're going to do that, put the card that you pulled and who it might be for, and then we'll read it here in a little bit.
Well, so, to get us started, I have one for you, Bridget, and it is number 36, gratitude. Gratitude is the joy one feels in the heart when the mind awakens to the gifts of life, no matter how seemingly small or insignificant. The truest essence of love lives within the feeling of gratitude, desiring a connection with all life while giving freely without want for return. Gratitude is benevolence that wants to give forward. Take a compliment with graciousness and good manners when gratitude is extended. It's a good reminder for all of us, Bridget. You know, it's just to take a little inventory, do that feel good, and be gracious when others, you know, give us compliments. Sometimes it's tough, but it's a good card. I love that one. Fran has just said that she has picked a card, wild card number 4, for everyone. I think that's come up in past weeks. I'll save that one for a moment, and maybe you'd like to pick one there for Fran, Michael.
I'd love to pick one for Fran here. And Fran, I'm pulling out of the middle of the deck. I pulled number 42, trust, integrity. Integrity means being true to oneself, intuitively and sensibly. It is adherence to the moral and ethical principles, soundness of moral character, and honesty. A trust betrayed loses integrity, and trust without integrity is empty. Trust, along with communication, is one of the two most important relationship traits. Move forward with integrity, remaining steadfast in the greatest relationship of all, yourself.
I like it. It's a good one. I have pulled up the unknowable number 4 wild card that Fran pulled for everyone. I'm going to just interrupt to read it, and maybe you can pull one for Taz there while you're at it, Michael. There are mysteries in the universe. Not all can be known or predicted. A focus of deliberate intent can reveal valuable unforeseen knowledge for what lay ahead. Remember, we only see what we know and believe. That's really appropriate for our discussion tonight. The universe is unfolding in ways that are unknowable to your existing ways of thinking. Change your mind and you change your world. Change your mind and what was once unknowable may now be knowable. Listen to the subtle leadings and incitations of your higher self. What was once unknowable is now knowable. Remain flexible and open to change. You know, that's a great card that you pulled for all of us tonight, Fran and Dr. Kelly. I think you'd agree that that's pretty much what we're talking about tonight.
Yep, absolutely. You know,
change your mind.
If we want to fix the world, that's something we don't know how to do, but we kind of do know how to do it. You know, and there's another quote here that I recently put an image on Facebook and on One Planet Community, you know, that perhaps the greatest secret is that we have the power to change what needs to be changed. And it's a lot of people think it's a secret, but we have that power. We can do that. All right, let's go on to the next one.
Okay, Michael, you got Taz's card there?
I do. I pulled number 32, sympathy and empathy.
I really like that card. It resonates on so many levels, so there we go.
Mercy is compassion in action and fulfills a kind of paying it forward. Sympathy, or sensitivity for another's plight, and empathy, relating to another's plight, each requires a need, compassion, and action to fulfill a soul's need to explore, investigate, and educate. Always extend the benefit of the doubt until there is no longer a reason to do so.
That's just a great way of dealing with human relationships.
It is. Now, Jeff pulled one for the group as well, number 30. And if you want to get that ready to read, Michael, that's general in, again, a general one for all of us tonight. Thanks for doing that, Dr. Jeff. Wendy, I have for you number 15. It's belief system and knowledge base. We each operate life from an existing belief system, and sometimes the solution or direction lies outside our belief system. Equally, when knowledge is expanded, a belief system calls for revision. Consider that opening the mind for more information and knowledge may be required, subsequently adjusting a belief system. Know that the knowledge you seek is within. Now, I think certainly you can relate to that at, you know, a private level in some way. You might be changing your mind about a few things, but I think it's also appropriate for all of us to do that. And that's a little bit of a reminder, again, somewhat in keeping with what we're talking about tonight. So, but for you, Wendy, that's just a little, you know, remembering. All right, Michael. You got number 30 ready?
All right. I do. And number 30 is greatness to deliver, which is perfect.
Love it.
Every human being is born with greatness to deliver. Greatness embodies unique self-actualization and self-completeness and does not settle for mediocrity. Greatness goes above and beyond what is common and aspires to nobility of character. Greatness is being part of the solution, not part of the problem. Remind yourself with the question, what do I need to reawaken in me in order to deliver my greatness? Remember, you are valued. Delivering your greatness is making a difference to the world.
That's an excellent card for our discussion tonight. That's what we're talking about. You know, it reminds me of a post one of our students made, Ken, made on One Planet Community, which is open to all students and church members, you know, and it's about paying it forward too, and how just a nice smile can be a way of paying it forward. It can be a way to deliver greatness to the world. Have you ever had somebody, you know, stranger, whatever circumstance, just give you a smile for whatever reason, and it can mean so much. And maybe you do that too. Maybe you smile at people, and that's such a little way, but it's so powerful to deliver greatness, to pay it forward. Good points.
Well, now I have pulled a card for Dr. Jeff, and congratulations again on your doctoral at IMHS. I have number 24. In the spirituality suit. There's all these different suits to the cards. And it's truth. There are many ways to discover cosmic truth. It begins with knowing who you are and why you are who you are. This is your truth. Discovering cosmic truth involves further discovering the truths that are often concealed within a relationship or life situation. Yet, the only truths kept secret are those we will not see. This is a time of deep introspection to intuitively gauge the way ahead. This card may indicate that there is a truth in something or in a direction. I think that's saying really follow your intuition. That's your truth. So, little message there for you. Now, we have a new student joining us tonight, Rinaldo. Really glad to have you here. And, Michael, if you would pull a card for Rinaldo, that would be great.
Of course, I'd be happy to. And, again, pulling from the middle here. Oh, this is very interesting. It's wild card number 9, blank.
Blank.
I love that one.
Drawing this card puts you on notice to dig deep within for the answers you seek. This card is what you want it to be. It is what you need it to be. It is all that you desire it to be. Remember that the unconscious mind speaks to you in the quietest of voices, in the loudest of ways, often overlooked. The universe is always on your side. Dig deep, for your answers lay within.
Yep. I love the blank card.
So it's kind of, Rinaldo, I think, is just saying it can be whatever you want it to be. It's like beginnings, all those beginnings. You know, I drew a card for tonight myself. It says, don't hate.
Wow.
I kid you not. Number 5 in the wild card suit. And I'll read this for the audience. So a low energy signature refuses to learn more in order to better accept and understand others. Hate grows in this low frequency. The result is fear, demonstrated as the need to criticize and control others. This is how wars begin. Whether it's in relationships, within families, or between countries. Understanding does not mean one has to agree. It means rising above the low frequency to do no harm, do right to yourself and others. So I am being redundant to read that card from your discussion early in the program, Dr. Kelly. But, you know, it's really interesting how cards are like this. I see it as this universal affirmation in many ways when we draw them throughout the night that kind of line right up. Of course, we're all going to see what we want to, but you used those very words, excuse me, earlier. So
yeah.
The card comes up.
Yeah, and I want to just touch back on the blank card for just a second. That card, it can be a very powerful card, even though on the surface it may think, well, why would you have one just blank? I think it's cool. And the reason for it is that, and this applies to everybody. Think about it. A card is pulled for you and it says blank, and it's what you need it to be, what you want it to be. So what that means is you tune in to your inner self. There's something just below the surface that's been on your mind, so to speak, that's been there, and allow that to come up to the, you know, above the surface there. Whatever it is, that's just a validation. It's a clue that maybe you need to act on that. Maybe you need to take that to the next level. So that blank card can be a very powerful card, and all of these cards are designed to get you thinking. That's what they're for, to get you thinking. They're brainstorming tools. So we appreciate your participation, everybody. So it's been good. Any concluding thoughts?
You know, I was thinking, if I may, for a moment, how very often we're wondering what skills, what could be a step program to have us better access ourselves to be tolerant outside ourselves. And it just hit me. I'd like to share part of my, in my quantum energy healing course and a couple of others, I reinforce a 4-step program. In generalized psychology, they say feel, think, and then act. Well, that didn't quite cut it for me because I thought there was something missing. Because we're intuitive people. We're not just emotional thinkers, you know, and actors. So it's about feel, and I think when we're born, we sense things around us, and part of that's an autosensory perception or intuition, but we kind of lose that as we go. So we naturally have these emotions. If we stop that for a moment and ask, what am I feeling? Why am I feeling? And what's my intuition about this? Whether it's something that's happened outside yourself, or you're, you know, getting an intuitive feeling that you're reacting to, remember to access your intuition as you're thinking through your process. So it's a sense, feel, think, and do that's really a feel, sense, think, and do. And even if you decide to do nothing, accept that that also is a decision. And to know that you can revisit that decision at any time by again going through that feel, sense, think, and do process. So just stop for a moment, you know, really look at what you're feeling, access your intuition about a situation to know best how to go forward, you know, all the energy that's around you because we're intuitive people. And then think before you act. So it's now a response as opposed to a reaction. I just wanted to share that tonight, just as a little tidbit for a skill.
Very good. All right, any concluding thoughts on?
You know, I thought the perfect way to wrap up this discussion, and I really don't think we pulled this tonight, and I was hoping we would. It's card number 35, one planet, one race, one ancestry, and one destiny.
Yeah.
And I just like to read it because it's something, things that we've said before, but encapsulates it nicely. Divine energy lives in all things. Diversity in nature and among humanity is not an evolutionary mistake. It is an evolutionary constant. This card advocates equality, peace, unity, and healthy life skills and a higher consciousness and spiritual enlightenment. It is critical for our spiritual evolution that we display tolerance and equality towards others as well as ourselves. Remember, you are of divine energy.
Very good. So, we've talked about a lot of stuff tonight, and remember, the purpose of this program is to empower the human spirit. It's to discuss things that can make life and the world better. It's meant to get people thinking. That's what we try to do. And hopefully it's served its purpose. And, you know, that's why, you know, if you know somebody who could benefit from this program or the education we offer, don't hesitate, you know, tell them about it. Let them take a look for themselves, you know. If they like it, great. If not, fine too, you know. But this is the kind of stuff that we need to be practicing every day in our lives. And it's not always the most exciting and, you know, exciting topics to discuss, but it's something that we need as a species. So hopefully it's been of value to you. I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in tonight and those listening to the archives as well. We appreciate you. Thanks to Dr. Hunter and to Michael for your input and participation. Until next week, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.